The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
So good morning to you, President Stewart. Let's talk a little bit about, and I mean, I want to get right into it, you know, the reason for your visit this morning. And you was in CNC3 yesterday, and you chatted with my colleague Jason Williams on some very, very serious issues, so much so that I think Dr. Tim Gopi Singh felt that your statements were reckless, and you put that out there, it was wrong of you. And I mean, it almost alluded as if what you said was wrong and not fact. So Dr. Tim Gopi Singh was saying basically a lie. So let's talk a little bit about what happened and what is transpiring at Eric Williams Medical Sciences.
Well, firstly, let me say the North Central Regional Health Authority has been having an issue with shortage of nursing personnel for quite some time. And if persons throw their mind back, they would have heard on numerous occasions the association speaking on this topic of shortage of nursing staff. The public must be aware, must understand that the number one, and I challenge anyone to go back in all commissions of inquiry into healthcare, any reports into healthcare, including the recent PAHO report into the NICU deaths at Port of Spain General Hospital last year. All commissions of inquiry, all reports point to one main issue that the country needs to address. And that issue is shortage of nursing personnel. Every single one. So this is not Edie Stewart of TTRN saying this. This is every single commission of inquiry report. Because they have indicated there's a direct correlation between inadequate nursing personnel and deaths. Let me just be bluntly. And deaths. The more patients you add on to a nurse's workload, and the international standards are easy. Anyone could go on ChatGPT or any Google and see for yourself. The international ratios are one nurse to four or five patients, generally, for medical surgical wards.
But before you continue, that will lend credibility to what you, I'm going to ask you this to clear it up quickly, to add to what you're saying. What is the patient nurse to patient ratio that is supposed to be in best practice?
Well, as I said, there are different types of wards. So ICU, intensive care nursing, you would have one nurse to one patient. HDU, which is the step down to ICU, you'll have one nurse to two patients. But the bulk of all other wards, you would have one nurse to four or five patients. Maximum six, depending on if they are low acuity patients. In NCRHA, they have one to 24 patients.
Let me read something coming out from the North Central Regional Health Authority.
And the unfortunate thing, Davey, the chairman, in condemning the statement of the association, in trying to refute the statement of the association, has placed on their press release exactly what we were saying. They have admitted four of their wards had one nurse on the shift. And if anyone has visited NCRHA, their wards hold 24 patients. So for four wards, they had four nurses seeing about close to 100 patients. He put that on a press release. And then using this fact as to deny what the association is saying. It is the first time I've ever seen an authority admit to the failings and then use that to still condemn the association for bringing it up. Further on, they went on to say, all other wards were operating, I don't want to misquote, all other wards maintain a satisfactory nurse-to-patient ratio. Fully consistent with the authorities, with NCRHA's established operational and clinical standards. So they're saying all other wards, what was the staffing for all other wards? One registered nurse, one patient care assistant. One registered nurse, one ENE. One registered nurse and another registered nurse. So two registered nurses. So that is what comprised all the other wards, other than the four wards that had one nurse on duty. Now, it is illegal for a nurse to work alone. It is illegal because the nurse cannot do the checks that you are supposed to do when you are working alone. So, for instance, if you have to take a doctor's, if a doctor has to give advice over the phone, because generally you would know doctors don't be in the hospital in the night in most of these wards. And if you have to get the consultant input, you have to call the consultant. How is the consultant going to give the directive? He must give it to two nurses to make sure the information is known. How can you do it if you are the only nurse? For DDA drugs, it is the law of Trinidad and Tobago that two nurses sign off on that DDA drug. One nurse cannot pull up a DDA drug, morphine and all of these other things, cannot pull up that drug independently. Another nurse must witness that nurse pulling up that drug and sign off on it. How can the nurse do that if the nurse is working alone? So it is shocking that both Dr. Tim Gopisinghe, and let me tell you, Dr. Tim Gopisinghe is well known in the healthcare industry. He's not well liked, but he's well known. And he's well known for facts. Even when he was at the Ministry of Education, he always articulated comprehensively on facts. So this is really shocking and actually heart-wrenching, to tell you the truth, that a senior individual like Dr. Tim Gopisinghe, who has prided himself on facts and information, would make such a statement. I would also point out to you, Davey, the TRHA recently would have put out a notice saying that Scarborough General Hospital is operating in crisis mode and are encouraging persons in Tobago to stay away from Scarborough General Hospital, visit other healthcare facilities because they were at overcapacity. This is Scarborough General Hospital. And it is not that they had one nurse working on a ward, it's just that all their beds were filled, A&E was filled, and it would have been very inconvenient for a sick person to come in to A&E and unable to receive care in a timely manner. So they're saying, look, there are other facilities, go to those other facilities. And you know what the country did? The country was, for some reason, there's something going on with Trinidad and Tobago. And thankfully, it's not everyone. The country was upset that TRHA put out that press release. We commended TRHA for putting out that press release because that is what you're supposed to do when you are not in a position to deliver safe, quality care to patients. On the flip side, we have a situation in NCRHA where there's absolutely no way, and I challenge anyone, how can one nurse deliver care to 24 patients? I challenge anyone when it should be 1 to 4, 1 to 5, 1 to 6. I would pause here. There's so much I want to say on this issue. There's so much I want to say on this issue, but I will pause there.
Let's talk a little bit about, for those of you that are with, doubting what the president is saying this morning. We did have a release coming from the Corporate Communications Department of the NCRHA, and it went out on Sunday, November the 2nd, for immediate release. And it stated the National Regional Health Authority categorically refutes the reckless inaccurate and misleading allegations that a staffing issue existed on November 1st. The facts are clear and indisputable. On that date, four wards operated with one registered nurse each instead of two due solely to unexpected absenteeism. Now, this is what had me in a state of bewilderment, because you're having a press release and you're having the learned and Dr. Tim Gopi Singh saying about the irresponsible and reckless manner in about the allegations, but in the same breath, and they have it in bold letters. Eh? They encapsulated it. They didn't just want to put it in regular. They highlighted it and emboldened it. And it said four wards operated with one registered nurse. How many patients are on a ward?
24.
24 patients on any given day. You could have about 19, give or take. And it's supposed to be one nurse to five or six patients. Morphine and other DDA drugs, you call it, have to be administered. And they support for transparency and accountability, and to ensure, you know, the nurse on duty or the nurses on duty, you know, they're doing the right thing. They're double checking with each other, and I'm administering this or taking down this. You see in it, we agree, sign off, gone. So the NCRHA admitted to the reckless statement that you made.
And what is worse, after they admitted on paper, and I made a statement yesterday on our Facebook Live, and I told every citizen who may have been affected by their relatives suffering some adverse event over the weekend to save this press release. Save this press release. For there may be a time where you would use this against the NCRHA to sue them for what transpired with your relative or even yourself. Save this press release, because they are admitting the shortcomings of the institution. The NCRHA, after admitting that four of their wards covering almost 100 patients were seen by one nurse each, they went on to say, and this is the even more shocking part, on that date, four wards operated with one registered nurse each instead of two. So they are saying there what they spoke about previously, that their wards are satisfactorily maintained with nurse-to-patient ratio. It is fully consistent, and the authorities establish operational and clinical standards. What is their operational and clinical standards? To have two nurses on a ward. 24 divided by 2 is 12. Is that even close to what the international standard recommends? Let me also say, we would have approached the Minister of Health. And let me back up a little bit. Dr. Lakram Bodo would have been communicating with the association for the entire 9 years the PNM government was in office.
Say that again.
Dr. Lakram Bodo was communicating constantly, and he admitted as much, that he used the information provided by the Trinidad and Tobago National Nursing Association over the last 9 years prior to the UNC getting into government to make his arguments in parliament on hand and side. He would utilize our statements. One of the things in the UNC's manifesto, they committed to addressing the patient to staff ratio. It's in their manifesto. One, it is now so sad to see there was no mention of ensuring there's a mandatory patient-to-staff ratio being implemented nationally in Trinidad and Tobago. We were looking out for that in the budget. We were disappointed. We are sad to see that there was no mention of increase in funding to hire additional nursing personnel. We were looking for that in the budget. We were disappointed. We were sad to see that there was no mention of salary increases for healthcare workers in state enterprises and not in the public service. It's two different things. So if Ministry of Health workers get an increase, RHA workers will not get an increase because they are state enterprises. So it was so sad to see not a single mention of that negotiations would begin. And I heard you this morning speaking about the CPO is preparing to meet with the PSA for public sector workers, but no mention of state enterprises. There was no mention at all, and I listened to the budget debate, upper house, lower house, in the committee stage, and not a single mention of state enterprises. So nursing personnel and all healthcare workers in the RHA continue to work on 2013 salaries. So think about this nurse who is working in Eric Williams or Mongtop Women's as the sole nurse on duty. And this is constantly, the sole nurse on duty on 2013 salaries with limited resources. With limited resources, because that's another major issue that we are having. We don't have enough pampers, don't have enough dressings, don't have syringes, needles, and the list is long and winding. Think about that. And then we could understand and appreciate the reason why nurses continue to leave in their numbers. And, you know, I don't like people to say I'm lying. And you basically say that is what he was saying, eh? Well, you're basically saying that is what he was saying.
The man, and not only that, the NCRHA issued a very still, their words were so direct, pronounced, to refute anything that was coming out from the Nursing Association. They talk it, they categorically refute the reckless, is the word, is the language, inaccurate and misleading allegations that a staffing issue existed on that day. However, they admitted that it was won to the ward because of absenteeism. Now, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Outside of the absenteeism, can you make a very clear statement, short and sweet, on whether or not the nursing staffing issues at the NCRHA is under control?
No, it's far from under control. So let me just break it down quickly. One, NCRHA has always had an issue with staffing. The reason why? The management of NCRHA has always been poor. All other RHAs, when they are expanding services, they go to Cabinet, to Ministry of Health, and get the funding to increase their staff establishment. NCRHA do not. NCRHA prefers to pull nurses from existing areas to open up new areas. And I won't get into the whole group for children hospital. So that's another issue. Two, NCRHA, if I tell you, what are the RHAs in Trinidad and Tobago? And I ask you, what are the three major RHAs? You would quickly tell me Southwest Regional Health Authority, which have an establishment in terms of nurses, registered nurses, 1,000. Northwest, because they operate two major hospitals and smaller satellite areas. They have close to 1,000 registered nurses. NCRHA, which have far more hospitals under their purview, Arima, Mongtop Women's, Eric Williams Medical Science Complex, Quora Hospital, and then they have a number of other facilities in Chaguanas, Chaguanas District Health Facility, and a number of others. They have on their staff establishment 460 plus.
Wow.
And we have all of this on FYA, via FYA. We pulled all of this information. So what they have been doing is anybody else they have to hire, they have to bring them on short-term employment.
So let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. What initiatives as a president you would have taken to assist or at least advise in terms of recruitment of nursing personnel? Well, because this is a concern that's happening, not just in... I mean, this administration is just about 8 months in.
Yes.
Or so, 6 to 8 months. Yes. But the previous administration was there years before that, and then before that. And it seems forever and a day we've been having issues. So what initiatives within recent years have you taken as a president, as the president to assist?
Well, let me list it out, David. Thanks for asking. One, we would have gotten all RHAs, with the exception of NCRHA, to agree in the interim while we have a national patient-to-nurse ratio policy established, like a number of other countries, that we would ensure that there will be no less than 3 nurses on every shift of every day of the year. So no less than 3, and all other RHAs, Southwest, Northwest, if you go to any other institution, any other hospital in Trinidad and Tobago, there will be no less than 3.
But then what practical... go ahead.
So in doing that, they have forced increase their staff establishment to abide by that agreement with the association. Secondly, we'd have taken the government to court, taken the same NCRHA to court. In fact, we would have won the case in the industrial court where they had nursing personnel on the short-term employment contracts, and that was a major demotivating factor for nurses to remain in that institution. So nurses would have been employed. When they see the conditions, they leave to go to another institution. So we would have taken NCRHA and the government to court for having them on those type of... We won the matter in industrial court. The government went and appealed the matter despite we launching a campaign nationally, and eventually the outgoing prime minister, Dr. Keith Rowley, would have been... Well, he indicated he did not know what was going on, and he, on Hansard, in Parliament, would have indicated he's going to address that whole temporary issue with nurses at NCRHA and other institutions, but predominantly NCRHA. Mm-hmm. So we have been taking continuous steps. In addition, we have been lobbying from the last government up until now, the current Minister of Labour, to implement, to adopt the ILO Nursing Personnel Convention, which sets the minimum standards of nursing employment in Trinidad and Tobago. The Honourable current Minister of Labour said, look, we will, because it is at the end stage now, and we would adopt that ILO Nursing Personnel Convention 149 to finally set the minimum standards. That ILO document is 48 years old, and we are now going to adopt it in Trinidad and Tobago. But here's the real issue. Here's why it became worse recently. Here's why it became worse recently in terms of the staffing. First, because the previous, they have a new CEO, but the previous CEO before this one came in, Mr. Davlin Thomas, because he recognized the shortage of nursing personnel in the NCRHA, what they used to do is supplement the shortage of staff with pool workers. What pool workers are? Nurses from any institution can come in and work extra duty in NCRHA. They have cut the budget for that pool. So now no longer nurses can come in as they used to in their hundreds to work in NCRHA to supplement the shortage of staff at NCRHA. A second thing they did, for some strange reason, they have, as you know, there's a government campaign to hire a number of persons, 20,000. It appears, and I've spoken to a number of other my colleagues in the services, and they're saying it's the same thing happening to them, where everyone must now apply through this portal, this government campaign, whatnot. And then they will vet you and send you back to the RHAs for the RHAs to vet. And so that is causing a delay in itself. Thirdly, the RHA, despite being short, is refusing to hire persons. And as I said, I don't like to be challenged because I will walk with the information. So I've walked with a letter here, and I'll pass it on to you. Yeah, let me just take one. Where, for the first time in the history of nursing, for entry-level positions, this is the first time this has happened, where you, these are not senior positions like CEO or nursing administrator, this is entry-level positions. You go, you get your BSc, 4 years in training, and you go to RHA and they hire you. Fresh out, you have no disciplinary record because this is the first time you're coming for a job. They're interviewing and saying, we are placing you on a merit list. A merit list. Right. And we will decide over this next 6 months who come first will be the first one to be employed when we get a vacancy. Who come 10th will be the 10th person to be employed when we get a vacancy. So this has never happened before. No other RHA does this. Only the NCRHA. And we are saying, the government is saying we don't have nurses, they're not coming out of the schools and whatnot. But we are fully aware of scores of nursing personnel as we speak who are home waiting employment. In fact, the Minister of Health admitted also that there are 1,600 vacancies currently in our healthcare system. 1,600. Are you telling me the NCRHA doesn't have any part to play in that 1,600? The NCRHA, which has less than half of the nursing complement compared to the two other large RHAs, Southwest and Northwest. How Southwest can have 1,000 plus nurses, Northwest 1,000 plus nurses, and NCRHA 462? How is that humanly possible?
What is killing me here? I mean, I had to wind down the interview because I have news coming up. And I want to share something with you very quickly before he goes. Folks, we thank you for attending the interview for the position of registered nurse, which was held on April 10th, 2025 at the Complex Administration Conference, the North Central Regional Health Authority. It is to be noted that upon the conclusion of the interview, your overall ranking was 11th on the order of a merit list based on the number of vacancies available at the time, as you just mentioned. But here's the thing that is killing me. This order of merit list will be valid for a maximum period of 6 months from April 10th to October 9th. So that gone. And further to that, you applied, you get in. They are now saying, should no vacancy for the position arise before the 6 month period elapses, you are welcome to reapply to the North Central Regional Health Authority after the six-month date of the interview. So it simply means that we're placing on this list and we ain't got no vacancy. You could come back if you wish. So you now had to fight up again because if other persons get in again before you, you could end up going further down the line. Edie Stewart, we have so much to talk about, and I want to thank you for running through today. I have so much commitments this morning.
Yes.
I'm thanking you very much for taking the time. I know you have a busy day. I want you to be safe. Are you leaving this?
No.
I'm saying you need to take this with you.
Yes.
I don't want to call the person's personal name. But the thing about it is this. In conclusion, I think the public got the information, and it is very, very sad to see that the last administration for 10 years, Terence Dayal Singh and they did nothing much. I mean, you did get a promise from the outgoing prime minister. At the time, we have a new government in place. It was disappointing and disheartening in the budget to not get the information you were looking for. However, we can only wait with bated breath to see what happens in the not-too-distant future. I thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.